God is so good and gracious and merciful, and he is directing every one of our steps. He really isn't a respecter of persons. And I'm so thankful to God for how he puts his desires in my heart and how he works in me to pursue those desires. So we all have different desires in our heart, the things that we want to do, the things that we think how it should be. But really, we want to have the things that how God wants it to be. We've all got different ideas on here of how we think it's we should move with God, how we should live with God. But God's got one direction, and he's got one truth. And the truth that he's got is what sets people free. The truth that he's got is what gives people direction so that they can not only be blessed in their own lives, but they can be fruitful and they can walk with God, they can talk with God. And then from that life of living with God, then reach out to others with the purpose of preaching the gospel concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto wholeness. God's given us this Spirit, this Holy Spirit. When we confess Romans 10:9-10, we believe God raised him from the dead. God filled us with this new life, this Holy Spirit life. And this is the life that we can now live. We're not ourselves, our old self any longer. We are to reckon this old nature of us, of ourselves, dead, and to now to live unto God. God wants all of us to live unto him, and God wants us to be navigated by him, because he's got the perfect plan. He's got the perfect direction. And I think for many years, many people have kind of hewed out their own systems, broken systems, and so, which loses all the power of God. That's, you know, because we've done things in our own way and our own strength, and we kind of forsaken God in those areas. Not that we've done it willingly, but it's just from the words that we've heard from other people, and then how we kind of get our own philosophy going of how we should move with God. But there's only one way. Jesus Christ is that way. Jesus Christ set the example, and he went to God. He moved at the direction of God. He didn't move in the direction of anything else, and he was led by God to do the things that God wanted him to do. And his life was full, and his life was a blessing. He had many challenges, but he overcame each one because he walked and was navigated by God. He wasn't focused on his problems. He wasn't focused on the things that weren't going right, maybe in a day or in a situation, because he knew God had the perfect answers and the perfect solutions. And he was moved with a desire to please God and to bring deliverance of God to other people, to bring the kingdom of heaven here upon earth to set people free. Now, we've got that same word and ministry of reconciliation. And if we really want to see the things happen, we can. Now, a lot of us, there's many people who've been on here and been around many years, some a few years, some a few months or whatever. But the point is, you are ready to go, people, because you've got the Spirit of God. Now, how people move is through the sound doctrine. So the people in the POW and in India have been encouraged the right way. And those that are humble and want to move and change their life, they receive these words and they follow the direction of the encouragement being given. I've been very blessed because when I went on this trip this time, I seen it again, different perspectives. God's building my vision, showing me many, many, many things, some personally for me to minister to others, to show the need. So God shows what the need is. He's already shown it in the scriptures that, you know, all men need to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Lots of people are saved, but they haven't come to the knowledge of the truth. And when we're walking in that knowledge of the truth, then signs, miracles and wonders, healings, deliverance, increased growth happens. And our own personal lives are enriched first. Change starts within. It doesn't start without. And because we got this Holy Spirit, when we get our minds lined up with the Spirit of God and the heavenly words that are being spoken and decide to move in that direction, then God can really navigate our path. So God puts the desires in our heart, and then we make the decision whether we're going to move with that desire or whether we're going to move with something that we learned previously that hasn't really produced much. It may have worked one time, God is a God of grace and he works in there as he wants all his people encouraged. So God put it in my heart to go again to Nepal. I've been to India, it must be 27 times, 26, 27 times, and at least 10 to 14 times to Nepal over the years. I'm a slow learner. But again, I'm learning. I've got a willing heart to learn. And so I move with the desire that God put in my heart. And even as I move, I'm thinking, why am I going again? I've been so many times, but it's necessary. And so I follow the direction of God. And I've had such an awesome, awesome time. I arrived on November the 16th. And I thought the guys were arriving from USA on the 20th. And so I thought I'd get there a few days earlier and I'll be able to greet them. And I'll also be rested up from my trip from India to, from England to India, because obviously there's a time change there, 5 hours difference. And so I thought I'd be nice and refreshed. But their schedule was moved so that they arrived later. And so everyone, apart from me, I was there apart from everyone else, and everyone else turned up on the 24th, I believe, or something like that. They all turned up at the same time, even Sangha. But I had a great time by myself with God, and I was able to reflect on where I was and where I am now. And my desires grew stronger to really learn and listen so that I can receive the things that God wanted me to have, so that I can not only incorporate it in my own walk, but then to minister to others. And so God has really called each and every one of us to do great things. Don't be happy with where you are, because you can be blessed with where you are, but there's lots more. There's lots more things that God's got for you. We got to have this vision and hope in our heart. God is the hope of a God of hope, not a God of hopelessness. And so no matter what your circumstances are, all these negative circumstances that have arisen, and especially over the last few months, I noticed people have struggled, because sometimes maybe they're just doing the things themselves, going with their old kind of mindset. Well, God done it for me this way before, and I know the things and how it should be. God wants you to receive these words gladly, just like on the day of Pentecost. They received the apostles' doctrine, which was the heavenly words God was energizing them, and they continue steadfastly in it, giving them direction, giving them stability in uncertain times. You know, in uncertain times, God is our stability. And when we stay with God and we stay with the heavenly direction, then there's strength. God wants to give you strength and everyone together strength. And so being in Nepal was just another eye-opener. These guys are going from strength to strength, because where they're connected to leaders and believers that have received the heavenly words through Sangha and through the leaders that they're connected to, because they followed the encouragement that Sangha's been given, that God has been inspiring, and they become very fruitful, they become very prosperous. They're doing a lot better than some of the people and a lot of the people in the West, to be honest with you. And because they're walking with God, the humility and humbleness and meekness of heart and the heart of service, I was sharing with these guys, Kim and Amber, the heart of service was just amazing. And I was there five days in Nepal, Kathmandu. When Sangha came, it was a total of 5 days. And I'm thinking, okay, that's 5 days now. I've got to pay for this hotel. And the bill was taken care of. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Someone just come in and took care of the bill. And I'm just blown away. It was one of the leaders that really wanted to do this from his heart. Because this guy also has come up, and from the time I met him last year to the time I met him this year, he's really got the doctrine, moving with the sound, heavenly word, being led by God, and God has enriched him, and also his fellowship and increase of the fellowship. And this was just happening to all the leaders I met over there. And so that just really touched my heart, because God really wants us to be successful. And a model church is India and Nepal, because a lot of these people, not only were they poor financially, but they were poor spiritually. They were in bad shape, physically, mentally, and the signs, miracles, and wonders, devil spirits being cast out, people being restored, healing's taking place in the bodies, but the focus is really to follow what's being encouraged. And these guys don't have Bibles. They haven't had Bible research. They haven't had none of this stuff, but they've got the truth coming to them through those that are walking with God and speaking this heavenly way. And then people are being delivered. You know, there was one girl there, her face, she was 13 years old. Her face looked like she'd just been through a car window screen with all these different chunks in her face. I thought she had leprosy, but actually she had cancer of her face, but she'd just been healed. Before she come to the fellowship, she turned up at one of the fellowships. She couldn't even see out of her eyes because of all the pus and everything like that. But you could still see the scars, but they were being healed. The face was becoming fresh. And at one meeting, we started the fellowship, and it was a real great fellowship. And then spirits just started crying out of this lady. You know, they couldn't stand the light of just being in there. And so, again, these believers just cast those spirits out. Because they know their authority. They're using the spiritual ability. They're walking by the Spirit of God. They know that where they're connected is to follow that direction. So everyone's speaking the same thing as God's working in them. And I recognize what I've been sharing on this Zoom fellowship and with people individually is I'm speaking the same thing. I'm not hanging around them. I connect with my minister and I'm following the encouragement. But the sharings, listening to the sharings and what people are saying, they're speaking the same things as I've been speaking on here. So I know God's working. God just confirms everything with you. So my faith was greatly lifted. And then I just recognize what is the part of the receiver. Have we been dumbed down through tradition? Have we been dumbed down through the things that we learned previously and it's kept us where we are? Because God truly has set you free so that you can be fruitful in your own personal walk with God, so that then you can manifest that power to other people and bring in deliverance. And God gave me great vision when I was there, because these guys were moving hot. They were like-minded. We didn't even pay for a meal. Do you realize every time we went out, someone wanted to pay for it? It's not about the money, but it's about the heart that someone, they were kind of, one leader wanted, or one believer wanted to pay for a meal, and another one also wanted to pay for that meal. I don't know how they worked it out, but they wanted to give. They were so thankful to God for the deliverance in their life and what God has done for them. And one, we was at one meal, and there was many of us there, and this, I would say maybe she must be a new believer coming through, but she come along, and she greeted Sangha and all the other leaders. And she put scarves around her neck. And she got out an envelope, and she had some money in this envelope, and she gave it to all of us visitors. And it reminded me when Jesus washed the lady with the two mites, putting it into the pot. And this lady was so humble, and it blessed me, but she was so happy because God has enriched her life. Many great testimonies of deliverance, physical, spiritual relationships, people, you know, living poorly, and then they decide to work for God, and God just prospers them and opens doors for them. The service of the leaders there, Jyoti and Suresh, man, these guys walk, you know, I would think of Priscilla and Aquila. These guys were just so humble, so blessed. They, you know, I remember I was on this third floor, and man, that was a walk up to that third floor every day, right? And I just pray to God, I want to be on the first floor. Lord, I'm thankful for the room, you know, but I really want to be on the first floor. And the next morning I woke up and Suresh came up to me and he said, Lawrence, he said, I put you in room 102. And it was the first floor opposite the hall where we would go for the fellowship. So when we go to God with our desire, a simple thing like that. And, you know, I should have just been thankful, shouldn't I? And just stayed up on the first floor, but it wasn't in my heart. I wanted to move. You know, and I wasn't being ungrateful, but I just didn't want to walk up these flights of stairs. I was avoiding going up them, you know. And if I forgot something, I thought, no, I just have to stay there. But God wanted me blessed and he wanted me happy. And so I can remember coming out of the room that morning. And because I knew the hall was just opposite, I didn't bother with breakfast. I thought I'd just come out and go in. And Jyoti comes straight to me and said, you haven't had breakfast. Suresh, take Lawrence for breakfast. He has sunny side eggs up. She even knew what breakfast I liked, you know. And Suresh said, yes, come Lawrence, just have breakfast. And he was full of joy and happiness. So, you know, the heart of ministering and serving the other people was absolutely phenomenal. And each leader, many people come from all over Nepal or Pokhara, different places, and they all hosted each day their own fellowship. So it wasn't the same fellowship that you were seeing. It may look like it, but it was a new fellowship being hosted by the leaders of those fellowships. And the heart, the love, and there's thousands of them. It reminded me, and I was saying to Kim, when we began, when we were 20 years old, our minister back then was Brendan McCann, an Irish guy. And this guy walked by the Spirit even back then. He was really on it, you know. And we had people come and we would serve them. Like, we would have people come from headquarters. You know, they were pretty demanded, but we served them anyway. And we loved them. And there was great heart, great growth. See, if we get too complacent, we'll end up chit-chatting and talking about each other. You know, or, no, Lawrence ain't doing it this way. He should be doing it this way. Listen, I'll do what God puts in my heart to do, whether you like it or not. Because I'm in about pleasing God. And so sometimes we can be carnal when we look at things. But I know I'm walking with God. God confirms with you that you're walking with him, if you're desiring the things. And this really blessed me because I was always putting myself down before. Am I really doing it? Am I really speaking for God? You know, did I really heal that person by the power of God? But I know now as of a certainty, God wants you to know that you know that you know. And the only way that you know that you know that you know is by doing it, is by receiving these heavenly words and executing it. Just doing what God puts in your heart to do. And my job is not to connect you to me, even though you may connect to me. But my job is to, when you come to me, is to connect you to God so that you're God dependent. Every leader should connect people to walk with the Father. You go to the Father for the solutions. You go to God for your abundance. And if you're not getting the answers, that's when you pursue and then you be fine-tuned with the heavenly words. Well, if you do this, then God is able to do this. Jesus done the same thing with people, showing them what to do, navigating them back to God, teaching them like you go to God, you pray to the Father, teaching them about the authority of their words. And so all of this was like playing out. It's like the Book of Acts. It's like traveling back in time. Every time I go to Nepal or India, it's like traveling back in time. And because of the, you know, level of the countries and they're rising up, like India's prospering now. And I believe wherever God's word is being lived and spoken, that country will prosper. That country will be blessed. People in that country will start to turn to the living God. We've seen it many years ago here in Bristol when there was an economy crisis, wasn't there? And there was not a lot of work around, but all of us believers was walking into different jobs. I mean, I was changing jobs left, right, and so I could just walk into a job and get it when everybody else was struggling. It's called the favor of God. And God doesn't play favorites, but he respects faith. And when he's first, he can really go to work. And God is a God of deliverance, whatever your situation is now. If you turn to God with all your heart, with that desire and humbleness and need, God, I need you to do me a favor. I need your answers. I need your direction. I need your solution. But put God first. Keep him first. Once he's got you out of the muck and mire, keep him first. A lot of people, once they come out of their need, forget God. God shows even in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Don't forget it's me that's given you the power to wealth, a power for wealth. Don't forget it's me that's led you and taken care of you and provided for you. God wants to be first in your life. And it's very easy. We get so many benefits by keeping God first in our life. And the pursuing, these people that have needs, they pursue. God shows them where to go and they pursue for the truth. They pursue for deliverance. They pursue for direction. Like, what do you think I was doing when I went to Nepal? Was it for a holiday? No. Yeah, it's kind of like a holiday, if I'm honest. But I didn't go there for that. I was pursuing. And that cost me. Cost me finances. Cost me time with my wife. Cost me time with my children. Cost me time with my grandchildren. And I still would do some one-on-ones as the time allowed me, because this was a really quick schedule. It was on the go all the time from once the fellowship finished, then it was dinner. And then it was somewhere else. Someone had a fight for this and someone had a fight for that. So the fellowship finished and there was no time to go back to your room, sit down and reflect. But it was good because we were on the move. And it was like Jesus in a day. He was on the move all the time, going from house to house. In the book of Acts, what do? They went from house to house. They were on the move. Activities was going on because the hearts were with singleness of heart to God. People wanted to move. People wanted to do the things that God put in their heart. And it's just the same for us. And I'm on fire, man. I'm really on fire. I was on fire before I went. Now the flames has been had more petrol and wood and everything stuck on it. And I'm really on fire. And I traveled. I was up at 6 a.m. the other day. And I traveled from Nepal to India, waiting around. And another flight. Then I had a 10-hour flight. I think I had 2-3 hours sleep at the most in a 24-hour period. I haven't been asleep now. I was going to go up and have a lay down, but I couldn't because I was just too up much on fire. So when we're walking with God, God would also supply us the energy, you know? And if you don't feel so great, God can still make you blessed and encouraged in that day. If you just stay your mind with God, if you bring that body in subjection with your mind, you tell your body that it's healed. You tell your body that it's set free. Listen, when you start speaking the heavenly words to yourself, deliverance is going to come. And, you know, there's authority and power behind your words when you're living it. Because we can all speak by the Spirit because we're naturally spiritual. We've all got the Spirit of God, so we can all come in here and sound good, right? But is there any power behind your words? Is there any power? Is there any effects of the words? There's got to be effects of your words. Your words should be having impact, changing your whole atmosphere, changing your reality as well as those that receive your words gladly. Every sharing before that I've heard, I received those words gladly. I took it to my heart as if I was the learner and learning from them, which I am the learner also, as well as an encourager. But what do you want to do in your life? You know, these guys wanted a move. And now they're moving and now they're multiplying. And don't forget, I'm an eyewitness. I went to that country and it was just beginning. I traveled with Sangate and some others when it just began. And Puran was the man that rose up in those days and the work began through. And then Jyoti and Suresh were kind of a part of that, but the leader at that time just went different. But then they connected to Beatrice and Sangha, and then Beatrice gave great encouragement to Jyoti, and Jyoti rose up, and Suresh, they were going to go a different direction, but God called them for this time, for this day, like he's called you and me. And I can remember sitting on the bus with Jyoti, I think it was 2012 or 13, and I was sat on a bus with her, and we would all go into a fellowship. And she didn't have any people then, I don't think. Maybe one or something like that, a sister, Arati, who's a lovely, hot leader now. And she said, Lawrence, see these fields? This is my hometown and this area. God will give to me many laborers, you know. And she's got that and more, you know. And then we went to where Krishna lives in Chitwan. Just outside of Chitwan, we was by the airport where you arrive in, then you can drive to Chitwan. And this man is just, I said to him, I got to speak to him, I said, I know we've all got the same Spirit of God, but there's something special about you. You know, and he was so, you know, it's like his face is like an angel. His words, his singing, just amazing man of God, but God delivered, he was going to die. And he asked God, I don't want to die, I want to see my children live, I want to live life, you know, and God healed him. And this guy moved with signs, miracles and wonders. He had nothing and God's prospering. So the fact he's actually famous in all of Nepal now through his singing, but also through the healings and deliverances that God was performed by his hands. And so God wants to do mighty works by your hands. But, you know, we've become too conditioned to keep looking at ourselves, our situations and what's wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with you. God wants you to take your eyes off your problems, of your situation. Yes, they're real and they may be there. But God wants you to fix your eyes upon him. Then you'll start to forget about your problems. And then you'll start to get answers to your problems. And you'll start to get the solution and the deliverance to those problems. But Satan wants you to listen to his words. Simple as that. Steingate shared this many times in the fellowships. You know, Satan wants you to say Satan's words. The negatives, oh, I haven't got no money, I'm ill, nothing changes in my life, everything's the same. And then he encouraged, like, we take on God's words, what he's saying. And again, he also mentioned a lot about the confession, which blessed my heart a lot. You know, he was saying, say what you want, not what you see. We speak the heavenly words and we move in the power of God, you know. You know, how God anointed, like I've done a few sharings a few weeks ago, and these sharings were being repeated through the Indian and Nepali leaders, and they didn't even hear those sharings. So it's the Spirit of God at work. And the ones that are focused with God, and that could be any one of you, can say these same heavenly words from God at the right time. There'd be fitly spoken words. There'd be words with an impact. You've got to stop your own knowledge. It's the own, not your own knowledge or your own carnal mind that is blocking anything that God's got for you. That's the only thing that can block it, is your negativity and your thinking, I'm not good enough, or, you know, or your chit chat. And we don't want to be busybodies in other people's matters either. You know, God's called you. Focus where you are. We don't need to be ringing every believer to see how they are. They're fine. God's with them. What are you doing with God, and what do you want to do with God? If you focus on that, then you'll start to move really quickly. And God put in my heart that how it is in Nepal and India, it will be this way, UK, Europe and USA, because God wants it to happen. And he's looking for the willing hearts, those that are going to cease from their own knowledge, their own ideas, and come humbly before him and be led by the Spirit of God. And you, when you're being led by God, you don't have to figure anything out. You really don't, because he just opens the doors. You know, Satan wants you self-focused. Oh, poor me, I had a bad dream, this didn't work out for me, everything's going... Yeah, and he wants you to confess that. And when you let your emotions go so low, you're going to be saying that. So it's about being humble and meek and willing. God's looking for the humble ones. He's given the words right now where you can receive it and become humble and think, okay, there's not much change with what I'm doing. I'm blessed now. But really, shouldn't I be seeing increase? Shouldn't I be seeing growth? Even though I've been doing this for 50 years or 70 years or 6 days, shouldn't I be seeing something? Yes, you should be. God is saying yes, and you can, but come to me. Cease from your own works, your own ideas. I had to do this myself. And it come back to when I went back to 2020, when God says, do exactly what this man tells you. And I could have thought, nah, that's just me thinking that. But why would I follow what he's saying? You know, no, I knew in my heart, within that Spirit of God within me, I needed to listen and I needed to be humble. So I received the words and I put it into practice. This is where everyone goes wrong. They receive the words and they don't put it into practice. They hear one teach and then go straight to the next one without taking in and absorbing what's being shared first, putting that to test and practice in their life, and then you'll grow with momentum. So God wants us to receive these words gladly to our heart. He wants us to move with him. He wants to do great works through you. He needs you just as much as you need him. And if you're not going to listen, he'll rise someone up in your place. So don't let someone take your place. He will, because he wants his word to move throughout the whole world. And he's given us a wonderful opportunity to walk like the first century church did in our day and time. They're certainly doing that in Nepal and India. And there's not just one or two or three. There's thousands of them. One leader's got like 80,000 leaders and believers. Krishna, 100,000, 150,000. And also Jyoti and Suresh, they got believers in Malta, they got believers in Dubai. These are Nepali, believers. And they got, and they're flourishing and growing. The work's spreading through them now amongst the Pali people. Come on. What about us in the West? I was thinking to myself, a bit like the Jews and the Gentiles again, you know? There's a separation. There shouldn't be a separation. It's only knowledge and people's ideas that separate things. God has called you on here because he's got great things for you. You just got to stop trying to do it your own way. And God says, follow the way. Follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He set the example and blazed the trail for all of us to follow. And what did he do? He went to God. He moved with God. He was bold to speak. And one of the leaders blessed me tremendously. He was sharing. In fact, he's been on a similar journey to me as I was been on. And that journey was that, you know, he kind of got sidetracked with the teachings and the studying and all that. And nothing happened. And then he started to see other believers around him to really prosper, really grow. And he couldn't understand. So he kind of went through a similar journey to what I did. And when he spoke, it was like the same sharing, type of sharings I do, he was doing. And he brought his lead, two or three of his leaders with him. And man, these kids were on fire, 19, 20 years old, speaking powerfully. And God has just been expanding them. And so, you know, we don't despise anyone's youth, but we don't think we're too old to be doing it ourselves. Because God will meet you at the level of your desire. Once you know what you want, remember I started just sharing, you've got to know what you want, to say what you want. Once you know what you want to do with God, God will perform it for you. If you go to him, if you keep that heart of humility, and we don't want to keep the same formats all the time. You know, we can go to many Zoom fellowships, can't we? There's many of them. But God wants you connected in one place to receive the truth, and then now you go and start your fellowship. Hey, and why not start your own leaders meeting as well? This is how the truth moves. You know, these people get born again and they start walking with God. And then God adds 2, 3, 4 to them and they grow. And then they encourage their leaders. Okay, now you begin. And when they begin, and then they start their own leaders meeting. Then they all come together through that one leader. And it's just phenomenal. And so God wants to replicate this all over the world because it started in the book of Acts. And Book of Acts is being lived out. If you want to know what it was like to live in the Book of Acts time, go to India, go to Nepal. I encourage you to go because you will, God will open up your eyes. And I was sharing with the other guys that travel with me. I said, just remember, don't get into cliques. You know, don't, if God puts something in your heart, you don't have to fold a third person into it or a second person into it. You just do what God puts in your heart. Let him organize the people that if he wants people to help you, bring him into you. What we do, we tend to maybe fill on our own and think, well, you know, if I do this, I need to get maybe, oh, this person's like, I get on well with, they can help me. No, no, no. Just move with God. Like I did when I come to the USA that time, this year. I had to move with God. Now, I went to my minister because I'm thinking, am I manufacturing this? Am I doing this in my own strength? No, no, no. I was being led by the Spirit of God. I just needed that kind of encouragement. In fact, Sandgate said, you just go to God here, show you what to do. And so that's what he left me with. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm dependent upon you. He didn't say, you got to do what I tell you to do, Laura. He just said, well, you know, if God's putting something in your heart, then you just go to God and he'll navigate you through it. And he certainly did. I got the answer the very next day, and the whole trip was organized the very next day. Without me, my cleverness organizing it, God just arranged it. And it was like, blew my mind. And then it was pretty much similar when I was with Ted and Shelley and Ethel. You know, there was great encouragement also given on a personal level as we got together and, in, you know, as all of us got together there. And then I done one-on-ones with them too. And I said, isn't this like, this is a little bit like USA, you know, where God was given the instruction and the encouragement. But it's coming from God. It's got to come through someone. This truth came through, like they give Sangate so much respect, even though they got their leader, but they know that this truth that they've learned had come through Sangha. And so there's a lot of honor. And he's worthy of that double honor type of thing. It kind of reminds me of that scripture, you know. And there's a lot of respect given to Sangha and Beatrice. And because they did bring that truth. And not only did they bring it to Nepal and India, they brought it here. But a lot of people rejected it. Just like the Pharisees rejected the truth of Jesus Christ and who he was. And this is the truth of it, because I'm seeing these things with my eyes. I'm tasting as well, and I'm seeing, and I'm not just hearing about it. No, I've taken the effort and the time I pursued to see this truth. Just like, who was it that went to visit King Solomon? Was it Bathsheba? I can't remember her name now. Anyway, she wanted to hear the wisdom of God come through Solomon, and she knew that it was a gift that was going to make room for her, so she brought gifts, all precious stuff, she brought it before Solomon, and then Solomon gave her the wisdom of God, blah, 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 right? But it's, she pursued. Nicodemus wanted to get more direction in his life. So he pursued Jesus, and it cost him, because he had to go through the night time. He didn't want the other Pharisees to see. So secretly, by night, he went and asked the master the truth, and he got it because he sought it. I, again, pursued to find out more. Just, there's more that I need to get and see. And I think for me, it was more of the seeing as well as the hearing. What the hearing side of it is that I know that I'm given the same truth. And I give God thanks for that, because I didn't realize just how it was exactly the same. Same words, same encouragement. But again, we got to watch things in the West, because when it was the old ministry, those that were following the old ministry, it was the one man, Dr. Victor Paul Welwell, who's a great man, but everyone looked at the man, you know? And someone could be speaking the same truth for them, but because it isn't that particular person, they won't take that truth. Well, listen, the truth that's coming through Sangate's mouth is the Spirit of God. And the truth that's coming from my mouth is coming from the same God. God is not a respecter of persons. So can you see what I'm saying? And these leaders do that. But we give respect where it's due. We give honor where it's due. And if someone's speaking by the Spirit of God, if someone's doing service to the body of Christ, that should be recognized. And Jesus Christ was recognized amongst the people whose lives he touched. It's not that we put someone on a pedestal. Jesus Christ is on that pedestal, because he blazed the trail for us. And but we give the respect where it needs to be. And it all depends what you want to do. You just want to hang out on fellowships and listen to this teacher, that teacher, and you not really want to do anything with God. Because it doesn't matter how old you are. You can still do what a 20-year-old can do if you're 70 or you're 80. God is telling you this now. I'm not just speaking these things. This is true. There's older people there. There's younger people there. Fervent, hot believers. One of them is 13. That's Prakash and Shashila's daughter. And she, when she was a baby, she died. And she was dead. And she got raised from the dead. And they've raised her up. And man, what a hot young lady. I'm like, wow, look at this girl. Bold as a lion. Loving as a lion. Sharp as, seeing the needs. Making sure everyone was all right. And so it's the heart of service. We're serving God. You serve God by serving others. It's not about us anymore. God says, take your mind off your problem. I'll take care of that. Get your mind on me. Trust me. Give it the time it's needed for me to go to work. But this connection is very important. And again, you can go as far with God as you want to go. Or you can stay where you are. If you're happy where you are, that's fine. You're free. And see, the thing is about this freedom. We let people free to go to God. We connect them to go to God. And the freedom is that we're doing what God says. We really want to move this way. We want to follow the heavenly way. That's the real freedom, is following the heavenly way. No, we haven't been given a spirit of bondage or servitude, but we've been given a spirit where we can move like the Lord Jesus Christ. We can move in the power of God. We're the sons and daughters of God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Was it freedom just to say, I'm going to go here, going to go there? Freedom to do what God is leading you to do. This is the truth. To be led by God. And so my job is on here is to speak the truth as God's working in me. And it's not to worry about whether people like me or not. I'm not worried about whether they agree with me or not. Because I know I'm speaking the truth. And I know a humble heart will flourish and grow from that. A humble heart that puts it to practice instead of going to their own system will flourish and grow. God is not a stagnant God. He's the fountains of living water. The truth that we got is the fountain of living water coming to our ears as well as within our heart, because we got the Spirit of God, and out of our mouth is flowing that fountain of living water. When we're speaking in tongues, devils tremble. Devils want to sidetrack you so you don't recognize your authority and power, because they can't stand the light. And they know when you know who you are in Christ and you're walking in those truths, they tremble. They tremble. Like they scream out, just like in that meeting, they screamed out. And, you know, and Steingate's heart was really great because when he was there, he really encouraged them. Like he, you know, he wasn't think up there some kind of, I'm the boss. He just give them God's words to direct them to God, just to continue in the practices of the things, the speaking in tongues, the honoring God, the speaking by the Spirit. You go to God, you look to him, you pray and desire your labors, you pray and your ready-made fields, you pray for your own leaders meeting. And I'm going to encourage the same thing. And it's not just because it's the Nepal in India. This truth is for everyone. This is God's truth. And this is the truth that will make you free, that will make you productive, and will heal your relationships, and will heal your bodies, and will heal your minds. And we got to get away from gossiping, talking, especially if you talk about the leaders, you're in trouble. God ain't going to bless you. Simple as that. You don't do that. Especially if they're ministering for God with the heart unto God. And again, Satan wants you to do those things. So I would say shut your mouth in those areas for your own benefit. And I'm just being very bold and I'm not holding back anymore because, you know, we've been held back many years because we worry about what this person says or what they think. But my heart is generally to encourage God's people to live the life that I'm now living. And I know I can live this life even better. And I'm going to live it better. I'm just going to follow God. I'm going to do what he puts in my heart to do. I'm going to follow this sound way. I thank God for my teacher, Mr. Steingate Sim Baines. And he deserves that because he has taken lots of hits. But he carried on doing what God put in his heart to do. And God has blessed him and blessed his family, blessed the people that have connected to him. And the word is moving. God's happy because his word is moving throughout this whole world. And we need to break off traditions, break it off, shake it off by following this truth. And I tell you what, you'll see the word move like you've always desired to see it move. And you'll see people that withstand this truth that we're talking come along because God knows how to humble his people and bring them back to repentance to move in the right way, even if they think they're doing it right way because they're a great biblical scholar. God's given us the Spirit as well as the Scriptures. And when God shows us to go to the Scriptures, he will enlighten the truth on those things. It was a fantastic trip. You know, we was on planes, trains, automobiles, we were doing everything. You know, and it was on the go all the time. You know, there was nothing stopping, nothing lacking. God made everything entertaining as well. He blessed our hearts. He freed our hearts. He built our vision. And God wants you to have this. It's time to get off our sofas and start to move with the one true God. And I haven't even shared half the things, but I think that's what was in my heart. And God has energized me to share. Let's stop looking at people. Let's stop putting people on pedestals. But if someone's speaking the truth, you receive those words gladly and move with that and you get the fruit. You get the blessings. God wants you to have that. If you always decide to have a fellowship, you can still have it. Because God wants you to have it. He's put those dreams and desires in your heart. And it's through listening to the sound doctrine that will make you flourish and grow, will make you productive. And I proved this since 2020 to myself first. I'm proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I'm so thankful for the connections I've got that God connected me to this way. And I'm thankful that I understand now that when I receive something and understand something, it's not just for my knowledge, it's for me to do it so that God's work can go and be manifested and set people free. It was all about reaching out to those hungry ones, those lost souls, and then practicing the things that God wants us to do to be very productive. So this is my prayer and desire, you know. It's up to you what you do. You're free. You really are free. But I know I'm moving in this way, and I know that those are following it. They are prospering. They're seeing a change in their life. They're getting answers and solutions and directions from God as they go to God and also through the one-on-ones. So I love you all very much. I know I took a little bit longer than I usually do, 44 minutes. I'm sorry about that. But like I said, I could carry on for another 2-3 hours. There's so much. But I love you and thank you.